This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ben, are you good? Can we get you like a drink?
Do you want anything to drink or anything? Or
me, I'm good.
Okay.
You are? Okay.
We all, I just like, we all have drinks.
We all have drinks.
Had one.
It might be good just.
Okay. Should I get my own?
No, we can
DoorDash you something or just like whatever.
Yeah, we can send it over just because we have kind of a.
Just
yeah,
an like, address.
You want me to give you my address?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
If you, or unless you can figure out another way to do it, that's the only way.
Yeah, or if there's a friend's address and the friend brings it over, yeah. I guess, if that's like, seems like an extra step.
Because but Kevin, whatever. I guess this is actually a good place to start.
Yeah, let's just get into it because I don't want this hanging over the show, kind of. Because we're going to get into your stuff, which I know you want to do.
Okay.
And is fine with us.
We just have a little.
We just want to get like, so.
Like well, housekeeping Kevin, stuff?
Yeah, just so yeah. Everything.
Just because
you know,
I think
goes,
we're going to end up breaking okay. out of the show to deal with it later if you notice it. But Kevin, do
got
you want to
okay.
say? So this is our producer, Kevin.
This is Kevin.
Hey.
He's been with the show for a while.
Hi, Kevin.
Say hey.
Hey, Ben. Chef Kevin here. Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. I've heard stuff, good stuff about it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. You've heard stuff too?
Mostly good.
About your show, yeah.
So Kevin
no,
is...
But seriously, I have heard...
Seriously,
heard,
yeah.
I've heard it's funny.
Thank you.
That's awesome, yeah. Man. That's so cool.
We do just want to take care of this before we really get into that, like your stuff like that.
The show
we do
and
just kind of want to
yeah.
get into this one thing.
Okay.
Kevin, this is like sort of a intense moment in Kevin's life. And do you want to share where you're at?
Well, Ben, I guess you could say I'm a freshman at USC, sort of.
Oh.
I've joined Panera's Unlimited Sip Club this week. So if there's any drinks at all you need, beverage specifically, I can get up to 2 cups.
So we're just going to give space.
So you brought four yeah. today. You brought four okay. today. You had to. You ended up
you
having
to
pay
two?
For two of those.
You probably don't know this about me, Ben. I recently had a house fire, but the upside is my mom's friend Angie gave me a gift card to Panera, so I was able to cover the remaining $12.93 with that gift card. So we're all set over here.
Cool. Is everything okay? I mean, after the fire.
Yeah, I got a gift card, so like we're good.
Right. Sorry. Right. Yeah, you haven't. I know you don't. Listen, but don't do it with him because he'll do it all day. Like
okay, well,
fire
I, all right.
The garage was nuts.
Yeah, he will go into it.
I'm good. I don't think I need a drink though. I think I'm good.
Yeah. Well, so but just to give space
yeah,
to the
either, so.
Panera Unlimited Sips Club, like mm-hmm.
Any questions you have
yeah,
about
are
that
there
would
questions,
be great to like just get out now,
just so we don't have to stop later.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that program. Is
so you
it,
have so you
work?
Have a lot of questions. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we
I mean,
can't
just
do
like general, just like what is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's unlimited tips, not unlimited questions, but we could do a few. Go okay. ahead.
For $10 a month, you and one friend can each get 1 cup and stay at Panera, get as many drinks as you like.
You can't leave and come back?
You can't leave and come back. I have.
You have to save the cup.
I save the cup. I try to wash it out there. Sometimes I'll walk there and I'm concerned that there's like outside germs, so I'll wash it out in the bathroom for a little bit.
Right. So it's sort of like a bottomless cup type of thing.
I guess it is kind of like
kind of.
It's unlimited.
More
sips.
Unlimited sip.
You can yeah. sip as much as you want. And Ben, I know you have a lot of like whatever projects and stuff, but I know like everyone kind of asks the next question, which is does soup count?
Does soup count in the for the unlimited sips? You mean?
Yeah, like people always yeah. want to know if soup counts, and traditionally,
I feel like,
no.
I feel like, okay.
But what were you going to say?
I feel like some soups could count.
And Kevin feels the same. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I'm coming at this from a total outsider layman point of view, so I don't really know. But I mean, I just feel like some soups are more like a, you know, like a drink, like more a light sippable. Broth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are other things. Then it goes all the way into like more chunky, you know, or like thick, hearty,
yes.
you know, kind yeah. of almost goulash type things, which then it's like you're on the borderline of not actually being a soup. But anyway, I don't know if that pertains.
We know. Yeah.
This is the exact endorsement I need to tell the staff because it's just been a back and forth with me and them. So I am honored to be able to play this to them when I bring it up after this recording.
What Kevin's been doing lately is he'll walk in with a plastic cup like this with just soup that he brought from home in it, sipping it, and he'll slide it across the counter and go, hey, can you top me off, brother?
But it's soup from home.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. and then he tries to trick them.
The initial soup is soup from home, but then the right. new soup is from Panera Bread.
Yeah, the new soup is hot enough that it will often melt the plastic.
It hurts.
Yeah, into their hand or whatever.
But the goal there is just to get more soup.
Yeah.
For you? Yeah.
Well, that's he already has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you? Is soup something that is that like your main sort of staple or what do you?
It is now.
Okay.
Yeah, and so,
because you got the deal.
He's USC. And well, he's got the deal now. I guess he mentioned endorsement. Obviously, we're coming up on May, and Kevin is going to have a little trouble covering May. So he has sort of mentioned that potentially an endorsement from you for the Unlimited Sips Club would be useful.
Okay,
we have got you saying Unlimited Sips Club a few times.
April's paid for.
Like, we also have you saying more soup for you, which like they're kind of thinking of as like a catchphrase that you will be. The soup allied soldier. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you're like this, like the soup Nazi's enemy. You're like,
yeah, you're defeating the soup Nazi.
You say more
he
soup
says no
for
soup for you, but you're actually here, you know, fighting.
Saying, right. So you're saying I've actually said more soup. Like you could actually take what I've said already and use it.
Yeah.
So we'll have all the pieces.
For you a minute ago. And
I mean, you just even said more soup. Yeah.
So you're kind of like asking if. My permission if you
we own edit. It we own it
yeah
so,
the
like,
show is the show
you see we
like,
paid for all
it.
The equipment and stuff and so I think it would be weird to like
we're just
be, like it's your like,
almost we're just congratulating you because I think that it
we didn't
is
actually pay for the equipment but
got it you're welcome
that's awesome that's awesome
cool good luck and good luck at school
thanks
what do you I'm sorry I don't know I was listening for it what are you majoring in
soup
so
USC stood for
I don't
Unlimited
want to start
Sip
the entire
Club.
Thing yeah. over again but I do like to go back to the beginning and just sort of cover that.
Hey Ben, Chef Kevin here. I'm actually a freshman at a different kind of USC. It's Panera's Unlimited Soup Club.
Oh, I know, putting it together.
Yeah,
I should have listened earlier.
So that's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's cool. Well, I'm
Kevin was pretty excited about
that's
it
cool.
Yeah,
that one was rehearsed on the drive here.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be a part of it.
He lives really far away, so
long drive.
Especially after the fire, he had to move.
Move farther. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Hot like the soup.
Well, good luck. Good luck at USC.
Thanks, doggy.
So we are feeling so special today, Ben.
Oh my God! It's
to have you on the show. It's a big moment for us. It's a big episode where. Looking back, we're looking forward.
I don't even know if you're
in
aware.
Our feels, and it's
like this is like a momentous.
I heard something about it. Yeah, I just heard about the show the other day recently, and through Zach Cherry, who's
love Zach.
His episode
didn't love
so
his work
good.
On the show particularly, but like I love
on
some stuff he's done for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. He's I think he's an interesting actor.
You get the best out of him, do you think? Do you find that?
I feel like, comedically, we were sort of starting to get into stuff with him that he hasn't explored. I feel like I hadn't seen him really be that, as funny as, be funny.
That
like,
was
funny, funny.
Yes.
That was our experience a little bit. We liked him on the show and we invited him on ours. And I think it was a great episode, but not really
not because
of
what
Zach.
What he was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I never actually heard it, but Zach told me about it. And then he told me, and he said, you guys were funny. And he said that you've been doing this thing for like a really, for a long time, like a really long time, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's flown
not
by.
Not like,
yeah.
I mean,
not like a pathetic amount.
But he said, this is like your 5,000th episode? 5,000? Is that crazy?
No, we don't really. I mean, like, I guess, like, Kevin keeps track of it. We don't really mark, like, time or, like, success that way in terms of just, like, quantity of episodes or, like, how much money we've made or not made or whatever, like, for doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
We show up. We put on our hard hats. We do the work. We clock out. We have lunch. We clock back in.
Lunch is from a lunch pail.
We do some more work. We're sitting out on the beam.
Right,
you know?
like kind of a just like a blue collar attitude toward the work.
Yeah,
like just do the work. You just do the work. I know it looks glamorous.
Yeah,
but how long has this show been on? Because I just literally just Zach just told me about
just
it.
Just found out about it. Yeah,
yeah, and then what? I felt weird that I didn't know about it. But I know
you didn't know about the Unlimited Sips Club. I think it like we're kind of establishing that makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But like if it were just us you didn't know about, but you also
maybe a little insulated, Ben.
Yeah. There's so much I don't know. Yeah, honestly, like because I have my own sort of like put my head down, do my work thing. I mean,
that's
honestly
awesome.
And it's not, but it is, but it isn't too, because sometimes I feel like I miss out on like what's going on in the world.
Right.
And
yeah,
I want to be aware. And Zach said you guys have been doing this for a long time and it's really funny and it's cool. And, you know,
it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's definitely cool and funny.
I think we have an opportunity with this episode to really get into sort of our body of work on this show, and that's very special for us.
Yeah, we did want to walk through it, especially with you, someone who you've achieved so much, and you know, just that you're lending your voice, your achievements to the show is like so impactful and so amazing, and like especially this is, I mean, because we have been doing it for a while, it is a big one, Kevin. Is it like what? What? How many is this?
Technically, this might be 500, Ben.
Oh, okay. 500. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if it is, so yeah. So if it is 500, then like, I think it's a good time. Yeah.
That's a lot of shows. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's fucking stupid. Like, it sucks. Like, who cares? You know, for me, we
don't even try.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't give a shit, but like.
No, we don't give a shit about it, but.
But it's cool. It's funny.
It's like a joke to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool and it's funny. But
it's like, that's kind of, is that kind of like what the show is? Like, it's like, that's what your vibe is. It's like, we come in, like you say, you come in with your lunch pail and you roll up your sleeves, you get on the beam and you.
We're sitting on that beam really high up and we're having lunch up there, you know?
Right. I mean? And like, you're just really like not giving a shit, right?
We're not even nervous.
Like, we're not
even
scared. Normal people would be scared. We just show up and we eat lunch on
it's
the beam.
Normal
oh, is this high? Oh, is it high up here? Oh, I could fall and be dead. Like,
right.
I didn't even realize that because I didn't.
Which
care.
I think is a.
We don't care.
Yeah. I think that's a good show business metaphor too. You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of like what, right? Like the best work I think comes out of not doing any work sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's what we found. And sometimes it's bad, but
can be terrible.
Really good.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about it. Looking back, looking forward, having you here.
Yeah.
The specialness of that.
I just can't. I feel very lucky if I could just take a moment to kind of be in my gratitude, which is something we try to do on the show, and just say, like, I feel so fortunate to have a guest like you who in some ways, like, it was almost coincidental, the timing of it, but that it lined up in a way where we do have you here to kind of do, I think, what we need to, which is... I can't imagine a better guest to help us kind of get to that next level, specifically like getting Adam Scott on the show and like making him comfortable with what we do here and like who we are.
We've been circling Adam for a little while.
Yes.
He actually used to do a show on our same network.
We would see him at the studio.
Which you would think would be like an advantage, but like it didn't. And we've had email, Kevin, we've had emails back and forth, right?
And verbal agreements.
Yeah. No, we've had dates booked and his schedule is
crazy.
Fucking nuts. The guy's like having a moment.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to line him up, but I just think like when we heard, you know, through Zach that you like really wanted to do the show, we were like, oh my God, that's so great.
That's funny. Yeah, that's
funny.
Because
we want Adam.
Okay.
The show's funny. It's cool.
No, that's, yeah. Okay.
And,
no, that's
and it's a funny coincidence. Right. No, go ahead.
No.
Yo, you talk.
Well, I'm understanding, getting a little more context of, because for me.
That's awesome.
I think it happened at the same time that I got the call from you guys about doing the show. He had said, oh, this, you should do the show. It's funny, whatever. It's cool. And I'm not quite sure how the rest of it happened, that it actually, like, they got, you know, that it happened, which I'm glad it happened, but somehow this happened.
We are too. Yeah. Yeah.
The Adam part of it is great to hear. I love Adam.
We do too.
We do too, man. Yeah. We're huge fans of his stuff.
Just understand he's committed in the past to doing the show, but
we have never been able to nail down that commitment.
Right. We've gotten kind of to the 1 yard line, right. But like, you know, he's
right.
A famous actor. Like he's like doing, like he does a lot of shit, and he's in the podcast space too, which in some ways makes it easier, but also
That's the funny thing to me, because I hear him on so many podcasts that I actually know, you know, that he's like on so many of them.
Yeah. So you do know what are some podcasts that you do know?
Yeah, I didn't realize. Yeah. Cause you were saying your head was down, you were working.
Well, there's that, you know, like Pod Save America. You know,
Adam Scott Adam Scott does that.
Adam was on that
regularly.
He might have been on that one. I'm not sure. Okay. I think he's been.
Okay.
Then
that's
like,
good for us to know. Just if we could like poach their booker or something, you know?
There's like U2. He loves U2, right? Do you know that?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So that was actually on our same network.
No, he was recording next to us. Like we'd be passing each other.
Like he like actually like hosts, like does a show about U2, right? His own podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's really into that. So I know he's done that one.
I think they still do it.
It's so funny because I was scrolling through like the podcasts on my phone and I just saw like there were like a bunch. It was like Adam Scott talks about like old TV shows. He likes old TV shows. He likes to like.
Yeah. So knowing what he likes is amazing for you
That's
to
awesome.
Be able to like help make that connection.
Because, ideally you can frame this show as something he would like. You know what I mean?
I would be happy to. You know, the level that I would, of course, I'll put in a, you know, word. I'm happy to do it. We don't really interact
That's fucking
on that,
awesome,
on that level that much about like, we don't talk about kind of work stuff that much or personal stuff or, you know, we don't talk that much, but we're friends. I mean, I think we're friendly.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate him as a person and as an actor. But I don't know. It's interesting. And we say 1 yard line with him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that just knowing him a little bit, 1 yard line is kind of like a term that comes up with Adam a lot.
That's where he
that
keeps
he's
you,
almost,
huh?
He's
that's
almost
where that's where he likes to keep people, huh? No one gets quite into that.
It's a little
zone,
bit of
huh?
of he's got like, you know, he's got a strong goal line stand, you know.
Yes, like, yes. But once you get in there, that's the Music City Miracle, right? That's the 98 Titans.
If you get in,
right?
And I think that's probably like from the little I know him, because he is kind of very unknowable in a lot of ways, you know, like the way almost as an actor too. I don't know if you've noticed that too, like I kind of like,
yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't
that's
know what's going on in there.
See, and that's I think his brilliance as a performer, and I don't even know if it's an intentional thing or brilliance.
It doesn't feel like it.
It's a thing where you look at his face and What are you feeling? What's going on inside of you?
Project anything.
I'm
going
to put that onto
just
him
because
on there. It's almost like a permeable thing that you can just like, it almost sucks it in and you want to, it sucks you into it and you become whatever, you know, I'm not going to say nothing, but just like what the air that's inside, you know, you fill that air.
Yeah, I get
which
confused.
Not many actors can do.
No, it is like something where there are certain actors, I'm not even saying this is necessarily Adam, but there are certain performers where you're so fascinated with like why they are there doing like how they got to do it.
Right.
That you just like can't look away.
Yeah.
And you're just like watching going like, what am I looking at? And it pulls you into the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will be able to crack him. We'll
break him wide open.
We've cracked
worse. We've done that with basically,
We just got to get him, you know,
yeah,
get him
so
in the chair.
Have you guys had any conversations with him at all personally or talked to him?
I worked Obviously, I did a full season of television with him. I was a producer TV show.
Okay. Did you talk?
I got some emails, you know,
right.
Some notes on some
the notes.
Changes
yes.
he would like to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He likes his notes. Yeah.
And he thought there was some really funny stuff in there.
Felt fucking incredible. Like,
yeah.
To hear from someone who, like,
and he said,
as we
for,
all
and
sit,
he
we're
said,
all
thanks
fans.
For, thanks for sending this. And he said, appreciate all the hard work you put in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which he means, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell. Stuff I mean, you there. Can tell when he's not acting. And you can tell when he's acting, too, which is like, that's kind of a different issue. But
he did. Yeah. He obviously he got into the ugly business of the critique at some point.
Yeah.
And and had some pretty sharp thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
I disagreed with.
He's an interesting ball of contradictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also there's that just sort of like the space. So there's like a lot of contradictions of like, oh, I thought it was one thing or I thought he was one thing. And then there was something else. And then all of a sudden there's like, wait, is there even anything to connect with? But that's usually when he's acting.
Yeah.
And that's right. when I feel, but well, that's like, well, I think that's intentional too. Do you know
what
I mean?
Well, but I think what you're saying is too, like, he's an interesting ball of contradictions and he isn't.
Well, that's
the and which ultimate. Is itself.
Like, so he, the so he
ball,
is.
Ultimate ball.
Yeah.
Nail no. on the head.
But we do need you to pitch him the show, and so we did want to walk you through some of what we have done.
Yeah, and with your body of work, we think you like hearing it from you. Like,
it's just going to carry so much more weight when you can kind of tell
CV.
Him, like,
okay,
because this show, yeah, the show's been through different eras and stuff.
No, that's good. I'm the perfect person, probably
person
to tell this to because I know nothing about the show,
and just because of your body of work and
because
Brad's tattoos and
right
Brad's tattoos
remote control
right
all right remote control
yeah
the MTV game show
yeah
that's going way back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it? Do you feel like, isn't it amazing that like you did remote control and at the time it was just like this concept, this like sci-fi concept almost. And then they started doing remote control, like for real. They actually started inventing those.
No, it is funny around when that you time. Work back like
right around that time. And like it actually turned out to be like a legit idea. Yeah. It was just like,
where it's like, oh, doors really do slide now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And Star Trek actually. They saw that ahead with that.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
I mean, I think elevators might have been doing it at the time, but like actual doors didn't do it. Though they had the elevator and the actual doors on the Enterprise, but I don't think actual doors were doing that at the time in 1964.
No, it was just like a crazy idea, and then people were like, "Should doors actually do that?" And then like now they all do.
I know.
That's why I
know.
I brought it up.
That's another genius, Gene Roddenberry, in addition to other things.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm.
So you want me
to? Sorry, it just. Am I fucking losing my mind? Like, I feel like you're telling me about it. Like, I brought it up because I don't know, man. Like, I just like feel like I'm being fucked with a little bit. Like, I said it because it's so. It's
I was
so
agreeing
cool
with you,
that
too.
They brought it. Cause I didn't say Gene Roddenberry or something like Gene Roddenberry.
Well, now you're saying what I said. So I'm just saying we could have both.
Yeah.
I think I was.
Look what you
this
did.
This is fine for now. I'm thinking
look
ahead
what
to the
you
Adam
did.
Conversation.
What happened?
That fell off.
The other part of this, just, I don't know. What is that thing? Is that your
a
microphone?
Piece,
it
just
was my
off.
Microphone. Now
it's like,
you
that's
know.
Like you're at a radio station, like W. XYZ or whatever.
No, it could be anything, you know?
It's a podcast.
The letters are crazy now. Like, they'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a W if you're, like, east of the Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A no, K I know. Yeah, west. That's the rule. Yeah.
Terrestrial.
They have to have some way to figure that out, you know? Can you imagine how confusing it would be?
Who figured that out? Who is the person who decided that W is for the east and K is for the west?
It was Gene Roddenberry, right?
So Just to be clear, you want me to talk to Adam about the show?
Just tell him, yes, tell him the show's, like, okay. You said yourself, the show's cool.
And to sort of run him through a history of the show, which we will now share with you.
We want to go through a little bit of where the show's been, and then, you know, you can help us take it where it's going, which is ideally to work with Adam more.
Right. I'm just also thinking maybe, like, Zach, since he's been on the show.
But he couldn't get him. He couldn't get Adam.
Zach is the guy before the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And you're the guy who gets the guy.
Actual guy. Yeah.
I'm not. No, you're saying I'm not the guy. You're saying
you're
I'm the guy
who. You're the guy who helps. After, you're the guy who gets the.
Look
the
for guy. The helpers, the right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But Adam is the guy.
And maybe there's.
Hopefully.
And like, once we get to Adam, we're like, okay, what's next? But like,
yeah. Haven't talked to Britt or whatever.
That's the final frontier right now, to use language that you'd understand, you know, because of Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But
what do I do with this?
With the
maybe
piece?
You should put it back on the microphone.
I tried.
He tried already.
It's nice you guys are back in the studio. That's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we don't want to start with the end of our
history. Okay.
Like we do need to start it. I mean, I guess just we should start with episode one.
Yeah.
When we started doing the show, do you know who Scott Aukerman is?
Yeah. I do know who he is.
Okay.
Well,
you
my know condolences. Who I am
too, so that's fine. You know both of us are. That's fine. We had coffee with him in a Starbucks, and he was like, segments are really important when you do a podcast.
He never took off his sunglasses for the whole coffee, and he told the segments were really important.
Yeah. And we were firmly in the shade, but he never took off his sunglasses.
That's a little bit of an LA thing, too, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. But we kept adjusting the umbrella so that he would be more shaded. And
was it raining?
No. But so
it
there's
felt
some
like
of these,
it
like,
was a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Or
is
that a paparazzi? Not to let the pop, because there's also, you know, they bring the umbrellas out for the paps.
Yeah.
Now I'm learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. No, it was just like an outdoor cafe kind of situation where sometimes they have like a shade umbrella.
Right. But Scott's funny. He's really funny.
He's awesome.
That's good.
He's really cool. And I have the same job as him and we do the same stuff. So.
Yeah, we're really close.
He said segments are really important. And so for our first episode, we did do a few segments.
We did like four different segments and it just felt so long.
It was taking forever.
I got lost.
It was like really exhausting. And we kind of went after Steve Levitan.
We went at Levitan pretty hard.
Gently, but like for like an Emmy speech that he'd made.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
We did go after him a little bit and then.
Ouch.
We feel like we're punching up, you know?
Yeah, right. That was the feeling at the time.
Got, like amazing hair, like killer body. Like
that was sort of the idea. It was the speech was like, finally the losers get one, you know? And it was like, he was standing there, like sort of tall and beautiful, and he's with these amazing actors.
Yeah,
sort of like cognitive dissonance happening.
We talked
about that, and then I was unable to even get a meeting on Reboot. So, we sort of learned our lesson later. So we're not really doing that anymore.
So you're not being okay. So you're not like making fun of people in show business at all.
We still notice stuff, but we don't really talk about it. Yeah,
right.
And we'll talk about it like not on the show and stuff like that. But sometimes like little asides so that like we know what we're talking about, but not that would get us in any trouble.
Yeah.
So, can I just add? So like, what is the kind of the idea of the show or like what's the sort of like
we're trying to tell you. That.
Yeah. We're trying to tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
We're still on episode one.
So, yeah, we haven't really gotten
very far. We called the Mindy Project the Mimby Project
on
that episode. And then we did that for the next, like,
40?
Okay, yeah.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Somehow, we kept having people who were either directly involved or were close
enough that we would find
a way to say it.
It's funny because you're calling it, what did you call it, the Mimby? Mimby?
Yeah, the Mimby Project.
I thought you might be a little confused by it. So we do have a clip, Kevin, if you want to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because you're right next to the Mimby Project.
So that's us saying Mimby Project.
That was
Sean.
Mimby Project.
I said it sometimes too.
I thought there was going to be a video clip. I put my glasses on for that. Sorry.
Videos clip 11, Ben. So don't lose those glasses yet.
So you were having fun with calling the Mindy Project the Mindy
Project. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That was the show. Yeah. So that was sort of what the show was about at first.
Right. That was all it was about. That was like it. Like it was kind of like that was your big thing.
Well, we tried kind of taking a shot at Steve
Levitan.
There
was a Steve Levitan thing. Yeah. Yeah. We had Jake Johnson on the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. Very
yeah,
funny.
He's funny.
I think we called the new girl the news girl or
we,
something.
Yeah, we
too.
Called it the news girl. That was the kind of thing we were doing at the time.
We're just saying the name wrong. Yeah.
Right.
And then we had Donald Glover on the third one, which was like, that was cool.
Oh, wow.
And then we entered, then we entered what fans referred to as the lost decade of the show. But within that, there were a lot of eras, like kind of within that era.
Yes, yes. Where we were kind of finding it, losing it again.
Yeah.
Like, right. But it's all, you know, it's all work. Like it's all
and
led
to this. How long did that lost decade, how long did that go on for?
That actually lasted 10 years.
Yeah, it was about 10.
Actual decade. Wow.
Yes, yeah.
So how long have you guys actually been doing the show?
How long have we been, like, actually doing it?
Doing the show?
Like, we're, okay.
You know,
like, in years.
Like actually doing it? I guess, like, 10 and a half years.
Yeah, if I have to put, like, a number on it. Like,
or, like,
really
maybe, like,
10
years
it.
And, like, 2 months. Maybe, like, not even quite
Yeah,
a
not
half.
Even 10 and a half.
So you had, like, this, like, 6 month or whatever, the opening period of the Mimby project.
There was the Mimby project
the Mimby
era,
thing, which
was like rich, a short amount of time.
I think we got what we could out of it. Yeah.
But then after that, whatever few months, then you had like a 10-year lost era or decade, you're saying.
Well, there were other steps in there. Well,
like, yeah, within there. Yeah. So, and then, okay.
And I hear you saying that like a few months is a short amount of time. And I'm just like, I guess I'm trying to remember how many episodes, like a season of Severance is. What's the order? Like, it's how long?
The first season was 9 episodes.
9 episodes.
Okay.
Then it airs once a week.
Normal number.
Okay.
It did. It aired once. Yeah. When they first came out, it aired once a week.
9.
Okay.
Typical.
So I
show
guess
order.
When we get to 500, I guess maybe we can come back and have the conversation over whether 2 months is like 2 months of like doing something really good that people like is like a short amount.
Saying
of
the
Mimby
Project.
You know? Yeah.
I get where you're going. Yeah. I hear you. But what I was saying, just to clarify, was that you said there was like a long, long period, much longer than 2 months of like this lost era. Like you found the show and then you lost it for a much longer time.
And we'll see when you get to 500.
We had our feet under us during the Mimby.
When it gets
era,
to 500 episodes, you'll see what like that.
When you hit 5, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
So you've done the front 9.
And I've done the front 9. We're in the next 10 is what we're doing right now. We're like into the next 10.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get to 500, honestly. Like, I don't think we're going to get that mark.
Well, not with that attitude, mister.
Did you ever call the show Hollywood Handbook? Like, you guys called Mindy?
Sort of. We did. Like our next. That actually brings us to our next era where we said hamburger sandwich a lot.
So that was the show for a while. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was cool. Yeah. Wasn't really connect. Do we have that, Kevin?
Do we have a clip?
Hamburger barbecue. Sandwich.
So that's Sean again saying hamburger sandwich. That was also a thing that I said as well. But
yeah, do you have Hay saying it?
We have Sean.
I'm pretty sure I have 3 clips of Sean. Let's see.
Let's say it's not a basketball team. Let's say it's just a hamburger sandwich.
Yes.
That one was Sean. What about this clip?
A hamburger sandwich.
That one's Sean too. Sorry.
So I used to talk different as well.
What was that character? Is that a character? Or is just how you talked?
That was what he was doing.
Yeah, we started.
All the time,
we were doing. Yeah, it was like sort of like this try hard thing at the beginning where there was like a kind of more of like a character applied to it.
All right.
It just was kind of corny. The hamburger sandwich thing was good.
I like hamburger sandwich. I mean, because it's
we loved it.
It sounds like a thing. It sounds like actually that. It's like once you say it a few times, you feel like it actually is. Like, that makes sense.
That was like 150 episodes or so of that. And I think
we'll do it again.
To bring that back. We're happy to do that again.
We'll do that for Adam. Yeah. Okay. If he would be comfortable with it.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I see him, you understand, we don't really, you know, we're not like super tight or whatever, but I'll definitely mention whatever.
Oh, okay.
And we can't get into that, like, your whole
thing. It's like, feeling like you want to explore something with it,
With what?
It seems like your Adam relationship is...
No, my Adam relationship is great on my end. It's great.
Ours too.
I'm just saying, like, in terms of exploring things, I don't, you know, sometimes it's best to leave things, you know, like uncharted territory too.
Amazing for all of us, I feel like, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, it's a way to bring us all together. Like, for me,
I think the four of us could really benefit from you talking to Adam, Adam doing the show. Adam coming back to you and saying, like, holy shit, like, you were totally right.
The show was cool.
They said hamburger sandwich.
Yeah, they did just what you promised.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah,
and so now we're, you know, we're just tipping that pylon over. You know
what
I
mean? Are you thinking
the pylon is toppling?
Right. The pylon that is the possibility of Adam coming on the show. Because
Which would be so good for the show.
Yeah. Would you want him to just... I'm sorry, I was unclear. Or do you think, like, you'd want me to come back on with him?
We'd like to have it. Well, let's give let's give Adam his space. And just because, like, my experience with you a little bit on the show is like, and this is a good thing, but you do like to talk, and I want to make sure Adam has room. Oh my God. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't need to talk to this
Some
guy.
Some people are like,
been doing it for 500
not
episodes.
Crazy about that, but like, we actually do like it.
No, that's
awesome. You're
talking
about your experience with me so far in the last like 20 minutes?
Just on this episode, yeah, like a little bit of like a blabbermouth vibe. And which is like.
And it's actually been 40, which like kind of, I guess, explains.
No, yeah.
Some of the. Just like how much that you don't know. So I guess you don't know.
So which, like, good, that's not your job to know, like, that's awesome, but my hope is that Adam will kind of get a word in edgewise when he does the show, and that would be like really good. And then maybe after he goes back to you, he goes, it was funny, it was cool, they said hamburger sandwich, all the stuff we all like, then the four of us kind of reunite, you know.
Okay.
Like, and all walk through, like, both your episodes and, like, all the, you know, and what we're going to do next.
Cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
If you're enjoying this episode and would like to hear more of Sean and Hayes, check out our Patreon called The Flagrant Ones. There's a bunch of great shows on there, like The Flagrant Ones, which is a basketball podcast with Sean, Hayes, and Carl Tart. The Pro Version, Hollywood Masterclass, The Formula Ones, exclusive live shows, and the videos of a ton of our episodes, including today's with Ben Stiller. Subscribe to hear all of that great bonus content at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward? What happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. No reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code TheBoys at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription, any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. They make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, each one, just do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I want to jump ahead to the next era, which was Clark Duke's second episode he did with us.
Adam's going to ask if Clark Duke did the show. And I think, like, you have to be right on top of it, Ben. It has to be.
Twice.
He's done it twice.
Don't even let him finish.
Twice.
Okay. That'll mean something next. To him? Why?
Well, that's the crew. That's the wrecking crew. Hot Tub Time Machine. Like, that's like.
Got it.
Just to make him comfortable, like, it's going to be, because I think, like.
He literally did our show as many times as he did Hot Tub Time Machine, so.
Right.
Like,
I got
the
it.
Same level of investment.
Okay, so just to make him feel like not even a question.
Boom, next. Yes, yeah. Right. Twice.
Did he
next.
Do it?
Right.
Twice.
On.
Right.
Twice.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you right there. Twice. Cool. Do we have a clip or anything to kind of.
Yeah, this is a long one, Ben.
Okay.
Name is Sharon Stone.
You know what Oliver Stone's name would be? You know what they are on the Flintstones? You know what they call The Rock?
What?
Dwayne Jagged.
So there was a little.
Yeah.
Sort of a dangerous moment there where we were talking about what different people's names were on the Flintstones.
Would be on the Flintstones.
Yeah. Sean did say The Simpsons. And again, I was in this episode as well. It's not necessarily reflected in the clip. But he did say The Simpsons, you might have noticed.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
I said The Simpsons, but I meant the Flintstones. And we had been talking about The Flintstones prior.
Right.
And they're both adult cartoons, you know, aired during nighttime.
Yeah, different eras, though, obviously. I feel like I'm more from the Flintstones era.
No.
I mean, that's...
Ben, you're so young. What are you talking about?
I wasn't
fishing. Crazy.
I just remember.
Oh my god, the Flintstones era.
No, you.
There was dinosaurs and stuff.
You like The Simpsons?
No, you listen to Pod Save.
Yeah, exactly. Super young demo.
You were on The Simpsons, weren't you?
I was on The Simpsons a long time ago. It's like the Flintstones. It's a double meaning because like the Flintstones era of like obviously like Stone Age times, and then like the actual time the Flintstones aired.
Yeah.
So it's like, which any way you look at
which
it.
Were you doing?
Yeah.
What was the intention?
When you said it, what was your intention?
You know, I don't think I had an intention when I said it. I think I just said it because it was something to say. And then all of a sudden I was talking and then I was like, oh, I should stop talking because I'm, you know, blabbermouth
or
whatever.
That's growth.
Dude, don't get in your head about that.
Okay.
Like,
all right. But I just feel like.
We still got like five minutes left.
And it's also interesting to me that I don't really have a sense of time in terms of. What, you know, I thought this was flying by quickly in my mind, and obviously it has been, but then there are parts of it that I felt like have been interminable too.
Mm-hmm.
But those are usually the parts when I'm not talking.
You ever, what's your experience with not the sativa, but like kratom, I guess? You ever, like, do you smoke a lot of kratom?
No, I don't.
Or salvia?
What is that?
That's the experience.
It's a plant.
Like it's racing by, and now you're just basically trapped in that cube at the end of Sean's microphone.
Yeah, you're saying what is
months.
That? Yeah, you're in here.
In terms of your experience of time and space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, the corner of the room comes zooming at you from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
then
you're stuck.
But you can feel that sometimes without any of that too.
You can. Yes. Yeah. For sure.
That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
I think that moment is special for us, the Simpsons Flintstones moment, because there was a time in doing the show where we would have just stopped at the Simpsons thing, like that would have kind of shut the show down.
Yeah.
Pushing past that
being able to kind of correct, get back on our feet, pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off. That's become kind of a signature of the show. Of like, I'm, you know, there've been episodes, I'm not referencing this one, where it's going pretty bad.
Right.
And we do pull something out. We do salvage something. And that's, you know, that's become sort of like the signature move.
Right. And do you do any editing? Do you do any post work on the show at all? Or do you
guys Kevin's
just go?
Area. We've talked to him about that. He said that you can't.
You can't.
It's impossible.
You can't do it.
You're not allowed to, or it's not.
You just can't.
It's not the way the show is. Yeah.
Right.
It would be amazing.
Right. Because it's kind of like what I'm getting is like, it's sort of like, it's one of those things like a stream of consciousness. You just go, you riff off of different things that people say, you know, you listen or you don't listen, or you.
Yeah. It feels like that's what you're getting. Yeah.
Right. Or like you guys talk to each other and you have like, it seems like you kind of have like a very, like a shorthand kind of language, some kind of language. You know, that's just very much between you. And then all of a sudden the show's over.
I guess just doing my thing. I guess when I think about it, I guess I'm just kind of doing my thing. I'm like,
I hate to analyze it, you know,
but no, I don't want to. And I don't want to. Yeah. Cause you don't want to like,
I don't want to break the spell,
but you know, just having experienced it for the first time, it's interesting and it's cool. I get,
it's,
you know,
definitely
why
it's, cool.
Zach said it was cool. And now I guess, you know, why he said it was cool. It's just like, it's interesting to kind of experience something from the outside and, you know, how you relate to people other than yourselves too is interesting.
Yeah. You're inside it.
I'm inside of what?
You're doing the
show. You're saying you're experiencing from the outside,
but I'm saying,
on the show.
I guess I'm on the show, but at the same time, I also feel like I'm kind of
maybe
hovering
you did smoke
outside.
Salvia.
But I'm like, no, but I'm like, I feel like I'm like sort of hovering in outside of it too at the same time.
This is Kratom. Yeah. I'm just like,
this is, I'm getting Kratom from this.
It's giving
Kratom Scott. Right? It's so,
don't say that to him. He won't appreciate that.
Okay. So we are getting him. Yeah. Like
I'd like to try something because it also feels like you know, are ready for this. Like,
okay.
Not that we have more stuff that we've done on the show, but like, why don't I'll be Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
And just, I'm on set, right? Or do you want to be Adam? No, that's not good. I'll be Adam. And then you come and just kind of start telling me about the show, like what it is, like why I should do it. And then we'll just kind of see. Hayes might stop you at some point to like kind of like remind like what the big points are to hit.
Okay.
And Ben, before you start, can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
You talked about talking to Adam about work stuff and personal stuff.
Right.
It's all personal, babe.
Okay.
Right.
Take it away.
First of all, hi, Adam. It's Ben.
Okay.
How are you doing, man?
Was really good. What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to say, first of all, you know, your work has been great on the show. I know we haven't talked for a really long time, but I really...
And you know why, too, right?
I do. I do know why. So anyway... You know, I've been wanting to say that for a really long time, just that, like, I miss talking. Like, I feel like we should be able to talk directly to each other, but that's different. We are now, so that's good.
Yeah.
But I feel like the rest of, like, what's happened over the last year and a half should be water under the bridge. So, there are these guys who do this, this podcast, right? Have you heard of Hollywood Handbook or Hollywood Handbook? Hamburger sandwich. Have you like?
Wait. Say that last part again.
Hamburger sandwich. That's like one of their things that they do.
That sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah. So they do things like they say words wrong, like Mindy, like instead of Mindy Project, they say Mindy Project. Stuff like that, like hamburger sandwich, and they do voices and stuff. And it's cool, you know?
Okay. I'm going to stop you. Really interesting. lot of good stuff in there. If we could get to Hamburger Sandwich faster.
Yeah, that seemed, he, and then it felt like he perked up at that, yes, then we lost him again.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do I start again or you want to just go?
Was there anything else? Do you have anything for me? I mean, I
guess it would be helpful if you would say, like, speak your issue about, like, what, when, like, you know, why they haven't spoken in so long, mm-hmm, you know, just so we can get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, let's just get that off the tip. Let's just clear, okay, the field of that stuff, and then we get into the hamburger sandwich piece, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Long time no speak.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
let's not blow past that.
Okay.
Let's not blow past that. Long time no speak. There's a reason for that, no?
Yeah, there's a reason for it, and I'll take my piece in that and take responsibility for my piece,
mm-hmm,
and say I'm sorry, okay?
Thank right? you for doing that. I yeah. won't take responsibility for any piece of it, because you stole my portion, you crashed it up.
Well,
and the reason I know that you did that, Ben, and you're admitting that now, right?
I admit that there was an accident.
Okay.
And I also admit that it was an accident. An accident, okay, Adam? And I also want to say thank you for the trust you put in me to take it out for a spin. And I was excited. You know, I thought it was an incredible birthday gift that you received.
You got jealous.
From Apple TV Plus. And I just wanted to, you know, yeah. And I screwed up.
We have
up,
to get
okay?
the hamburger sandwich. We have to. We
Can
have
I just to. Talk to you about hamburger sandwich? I feel like that's not as good a segue though, into.
Yeah, I think like, well, look,
just say it wasn't you. It would be it'll go faster if you just say it wasn't you that did
okay.
it. It's the
okay.
admitting it that's
It's just
forever.
In reality this conversation would never happen because it wouldn't even get that far. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the minute
he's still too upset.
Like yeah, he just like there wouldn't even be it would just be like Porsche.
What?
He's
what
gone.
Was up? Like yeah. you were jealous of the car or you
No,
like...
I was he got this incredible gift brought to him on the set.
Yeah,
and the complete, you know, it was from Apple TV Plus for completing our 9th episode.
And his birthday as well?
And his birthday too, which happened
okay,
to coincide
wow.
on the same day.
Yeah, and I got confused at that part. Like, obviously, Adam knew the story, but I didn't know if it was a birthday gift that he gave you to let you drive his car. But then it was like,
no,
that
it was
he
a
had
gift
received...
from Apple TV Plus for completing the 9th episode.
Uh huh.
I got, you know, like a box of chocolates or whatever. And, you know, because they know where their bread is buttered, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the show. I get it. Which he doesn't ever fail to remind me.
He is the show. And then he's the show again. You know what I mean? He's two different guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
both
the show twice. Exactly.
Kind of. I don't get it at all. But
yeah.
Like,
and he doesn't forget either guy.
What is
life.
Going on with that?
What, the concept of the show?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's pretty
it's
simple.
So weird.
Everyone's being really weird.
They're acting so weird, which
well,
I can,
right.
you know, I can get on board for a little bit of that, but like.
Yeah, we like to play around. You know, it's kind of like we like to keep it weird and you know what I mean? Like that's kind of like. I think that's what's kind of like the secret sauce of our show is like that it's weird. You know what I mean? Like it's weird and like, you know, whoa, what's happening?
You
know?
You like to play around. Yeah.
We like to play around with people's perceptions of what they think is, you know, like what's happening, what's real. You know, imagine like just the concept if you like put a chip in your head, right, Sean? And
okay.
you came and you went downstairs to do like, I don't know where your studio is, but it looks like it might be in a basement or something. Like you went down to a basement to do the show. And then you did a show, and then you came up.
Skyscraper.
It's
Okay,
so it's the
then you went up. You went up to a sky. You went up to a penthouse, and then you go down, and then you forget everything that happened in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even remember. You just like know that you like. That's the idea of the show. Is like
from a damn potato chip.
I just feel like Greenberg didn't need to do any of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Ben, I put a whole bag of chips in my head before, and you know, none of that happened. I just got a little sleepy.
It feels like we're losing
our way.
Watch
the rest of the game.
I mean, if you, it's not a potato chip. It's like a prince, like a, you know, like a microchip, like a
unlimited chips club.
USC.
Anyway, it's a fun, you know what? It's a UCC. Fun. It's like kind of a, like a, you take a, it's like you go off and you go with it. You know what I mean? Like
it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. Not supposed to make any fucking sense.
Not to make, not making any sense.
I just
sense,
remember when
anything.
You could be like, here's Greenberg. This is like, there's this guy. He's not a robotic droid or anything. Like, he's not like, he's not two different guys. There's only one guy.
There was only one guy.
I just remember when we could do that.
The name of the thing is the name of the guy.
It just feels like we've lost our
way. And it's one guy.
It's just a different, it's a different genre. You know, it's a different genre. Like, that's a character piece.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, maybe that's what's bumping me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, some people are into it and, you know, I don't know. Like some people go with it, and you know, some people can't quite wrap their, you know, it's like, ooh, I cannot understand.
Yeah,
it makes my head hurt. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but different strokes, right?
I guess I'm not smart enough for the smart show.
It's
meanwhile, I've done 500 episodes of this thing.
Look, I am not saying you have to be smart to enjoy our show. I think you know, I like shows
is
like
he gonna
yours.
Be cool with that with the. Is he the R show? Is that going to be an issue?
Is that? Do you
I just
want
don't
to
want
cut
him
that
to like go
Adam?
Back and oh, he hears about
we've never edited before,
Hollywood Handbook.
But...
He goes back and listens to this episode. He hears you say R show.
I don't want to cut ourselves off at the knees here, Ben. Where
right.
we end up in a situation where you can't ask him to appear on the show because you said R show.
He can say R show because it's him twice.
Yeah,
I get it. I don't think he's probably ever listened or will listen to this show. I mean, honestly, just knowing. The little
process.
I know about him. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
actually, that's where you're wrong, Ben. That's where I know you're wrong.
How do you
because
know?
Because when I was working with him, he came up to me one day and said, hey, I listened to your show. And I said, thank you so much. And he said, yeah, you guys were talking about like a book or something. And then we never spoke about it again.
Yeah. All right. Well, then. He has obviously made a mark.
So mention the book.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I'll say, do you want to do, yeah, you should do that.
I don't
show.
Know if it's because the show's called really? Hollywood Handbook that he thought there was like a book involved.
Yeah. Who knows? I know he listens to books on tape a lot too. He might have confused it. I don't know. He's
might
one
have
of those guys.
Audible's a sponsor. Tell him Audible's
yes.
a sponsor.
Okay. Yeah. He likes yes. books on tape. Yeah.
Dude. Yes. Yes. Say this. Audible's a sponsor.
Okay. You think that'll be that'll put him over the top?
Well, with the hamburger sandwich between those two things, like it's like we're right in his fucking wheelhouse, man.
Yeah. I don't know. The other thing is like once you finally get him, that's the other thing. I just say like once you finally get him, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, all that you imagined too, from my experience, is that sometimes, you know, you meet your idol and then.
I guess. I feel prepared for that.
Okay.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good. Okay. Because, yeah. See, maybe it's good because you guys don't seem to want to have the guests talk that much. So it might
I
actually be perfect.
Yeah,
I said we love
it's
it.
Sort of dependent.
Like,
no,
some people,
I think it's.
Some people think that it's like bad. Like some people don't like it, but we actually do love it. Right.
No.
If you could just get one clean more soup for you, like that would like.
Just I'm get not, it without
I'm
any.
Not, I'm not going to say more soup for you.
You already did say it. You already did say it. So like,
yeah,
now
but it just makes me not want to. Makes me not want to say it when you keep telling me to say. Keep just saying
and if
more
you could
soup
do it
you,
as like a like a British soldier.
Is he saying,
I'm not going to say more soup
fucking,
for you.
This fucking guy's saying it.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sean, I'm not saying more soup for you. More soup for you. Not going to do it. So yeah, maybe Adam will come on and blow, you know, knock your socks off and you can bring him on for the 1,000th episode or something. Cause I think that's honestly how long I think it'll take him to actually get, he's a slow walker too. Do you know that?
I guess talk more about it. It feels like you have a story or something. It's like,
it's just when they call him
setting himself up.
When they call him to set, this is inside baseball, but you know, like they'll go like, you know, okay, ready
for
first team.
I've been a whole season with him.
Okay, you know what first team is? You talked about this on the show.
Yeah, the Yankees.
Yeah, baseball.
No, but actors are called first team. And they say first team's ready for first team, and then the walk from the from his trailer to the set can like sometimes take like 8 minutes or something like that.
Bye.
All right.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.